Hello, everyone. Welcome to some Extra Fat Joy. I have 10 questions for Jesse Diaz Herrera. All right, Jesse, you ready?
Woo!
Okay.
Let's do it. I'm ready.
What is the last best something you've experienced? So like last best food you ate, last best book you read, last best song, last best something.
Oh, okay. The last, I had a really great, we just started ice skating again. It's like the season to ice skate for us. And my daughter and I love ice skating, and we just went to the rink the other week, and that was such a joy because she's taking lessons, so like she's really good. So yeah, so it's been, yeah, ice skating with my kid. That's been a fun joyful moment lately.
Oh, so cool. Love that. Would you rather go on a wine tour in Tuscany or hiking in Machu Picchu?
Hiking in Machu Picchu, for sure. I love a good hike and a view.
Oh, yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is a good piece of advice that you've received?
Oh, RuPaul, other people's opinions about me is none of my business.
I love it. Yes, yes, yes. What emoji do you use the most?
Oh, the crying laughing emoji.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sure. The one that's like sideways or the one that's straight on?
No, straight on with the tears.
Oh, love it. Love. I love the sideways one. I feel like the sideways one is just that little bit extra. Yeah.
Yeah, when it's really funny, we're tilting. Or sometimes you add both. You're like that. You're like, ha, 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 ha.
I don't think I've done that. I'm going to do that today. Hopefully it's something that will be really funny and I can do it. If you could grant someone a wish, what wish would you grant and who would it be for?
Opposite ceasefire. Okay.
Oh my gosh. I really hope by the time this airs, this has been taken care of, but that'd be great. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yep. Ceasefire. Are you an early bird or a night owl?
Definitely a night owl, but as a mom, we have to become an early bird. So I think I'm a little bit of both, and I'm just an afternoon slug. Like I'm really active in the morning and at night, but in the middle of the day, I am mush.
Oh, yeah. Do you nap?
I really try to. Sometimes my ADHD gets the best of me, but I do schedule in naps at least 3 times a week for an hour and a half. It'll end up being like 40 minutes of that hour and a half, but I'm okay with that. So we're working. But schedule naps in, y'all. Rest is resistance.
Right? Thank you, Trisha Hersey, for that. Yeah.
Right?
Big fan. What's a dream job other than the one that you have right now? What would you do? What would be a dream job?
Oh my God. You know, like I said, yeah, I feel like I've always been the type of person, I'm like, I never know what I want to do because I think it's probably my ADHD, but also just because I have so many wants and dreams and things that I love. But for me, I think one thing I think is always constant for me is that I want to be able to be comfortable. Like to me, I always thought like, I want to do something that I love, be comfortable enough that we're not struggling and to still have time for my family. And I think those are things that I really hold more value to than actually like having a dream position. It's like the balance of having all of those things. Because I'm still working on the balance of having a business and being a mom and being a wife and being a friend and a sister and a daughter. I'm still working on balancing all those relationships. And so for me, I think, yeah, that's really my dream position is to be good at balancing work life and family life.
I love that. That's a beautiful answer. What is your most played song or artist right now?
Okay, if y'all know me, if you know me, Jungle is like my favorite band of all time. They're like a disco, neo-disco funk, like house meet. They're just everything. They're so good. You should look, their newest album Volcano is probably the album I've been playing the most in the last couple of months. But they just feel that's joyful music. Like that brings me joy constantly. So, check out Jungle if y'all haven't.
Awesome. I'm going to totally Spotify it the minute we hang up. What is one adjective or one word that describes you and one word that you wish described you?
Yeah. Ooh. And energetic for sure. Like energy, people feel like I have good energy, that I'm always energetic. Back when I was a kid, it used to be hyper, right? I was always hyper. So I feel like I've used that and like kind of turned that negative word into like something positive. So energy for me is something like that is, I give energy, I feel energy. And if you're feeling down, I'm the person that you're going to call to be like, you need me to make me laugh or make me smile. I'm like, I'm on it.
I love it. I love it. And is there a word that you wish described you but doesn't?
Ooh. I think I'm funny, but like not a lot of people tell me that I'm funny. Like I need more people to tell me that I'm funny.
That's awesome.
I need that affirmation. I need that affirmation.
I think you need to work that in. I am kind, I'm compassionate, I am funny.
I'm kind, I'm funny. I'm just like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm so hilarious.
So good. Last question. If we were going to go on a picnic together, what would you bring?
Then you say, I'm telling you, food is my love language. So I love making charcuterie boards. That is my, oh, I love it. I'm like, you know, I'll add a little pastrami, a little salami. We have like a couple different cheeses. I love, because I'm lactose intolerant, I usually do some goat cheeses, hard cheeses, fruits, nuts. I will give you a beautiful platter. I will cover it in saran wrap and bring it out like ready to go.
I love the saran. I know, right? It's like, wrap it up. Yeah.
This is going to be pre-made, but we're going to make sure it stays in place.
Oh, well, because it's an art form. To plate charcuterie is an art. I'm here for it. Yeah.
And you don't want to mess it up. So yeah. So I'm bringing you creativity and a bunch of little snack for us to nibble on.
Oh my God. I love it. I love it. Thank you, Jesse. Thanks for answering the 10 questions.
Thank you.